Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and its coalition partners continue to make gains in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. Iraqi forces have cleared eastern Mosul and are focused on removing remaining fighters as other terrorists flee west to Badush, said Pentagon spokesperson Navy Captain Jeff Davis. In an indication of their desperation to get to the ISIS-controlled area, terrorists are trying to drive their vehicles through a shallow area of the Tigris River, he said. ISIS had previously destroyed the bridges linking the two areas. The coalition carried out more than 50 airstrikes over the last week in Syria, supporting Syrian Democratic Forces in clearing nearly 30 square kilometers northwest of Raqqa. The counter-ISIS coalition continues to lay tremendous pressure on extremist organizations in northern Syria, Davis said. The Syrian Democratic Forces are clearing the areas of remaining pockets of ISIS terrorists and fortifying their own defenses. Since the operation to isolate the key city of Raqqa began on November 5th, the Syrian Democratic Forces have cleared more than 3,000 square kilometers, and the coalition has conducted nearly 900 precision airstrikes. These airstrikes, said spokesperson Davis, have destroyed more than 100 ISIS vehicles, more than 300 fortifications, degrading ISIS ability to maneuver and defend themselves and the occupied city from the advancing Syrian Democratic Forces. The coalition continues to provide intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance to support its Turkish partners in the fight against ISIS around al-Bab in northwestern Syria. Additionally, the coalition continues to conduct deliberate and dynamic strikes against ISIS targets in the vicinity of al-Bab, Davis said. Coalition aircraft have conducted about 20 strikes in the vicinity of al-Bab, destroying ISIS vehicles, fighting positions, indirect fire systems, command and control nodes, and vehicle bombs. We'll continue to work with Turkey and our partner forces to maximize our efforts in degrading and defeating ISIS, David said, adding, we continue to develop plans for greater coordination and support in the operations in and around al-Bab.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.